Hey, PC gamers, this is Peter Arulian. We are live at E3, and we're going to have a conversation with the good folks at Intel. Beside me is Jeff Clark. Jeff?
Hey, Peter.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Jeff is the Global Director of Gaming and Esports at Intel. Intel made some very exciting announcements on a new CPU platform, their X Series platform that you see behind me here, at Computex. But they saved a lot of the really goodies for gaming for the PC Gamer Show, which you're sponsoring. Talk to us about this fantastic new processor, the X Series.
Right. So this is the latest in a long line of Extreme Edition platforms that Intel's been developing, really with the gaming audience in mind. And I should say the gaming audience as well as the content creation audience in mind. So with this new X Series platform, Peter, we actually are going to offer a very accessible, a very expandable, and frankly our highest performance platform that we ever have, ranging from four cores all the way up to our brand new Core i9, 18 core, 60.
Yeah, I heard about this.
Yeah, 18 cores, 36 threads, so it's quite a beast.
Okay, so let's break this down a little bit. Talk to me about these cores and when the sort of product availability is going to be for these.
Yeah, so we're kind of doing like a staggered launch, right? So as early as next week, people will be able to pre-order the 4, 6, 8, and 10 core versions,
okay,
and they're going to start shipping the following week. So we'll actually have up to 10 cores of our new X Series platform in the market by the end of the month. Then we're going to have another 12 SKU that we roll out to end users that's going to be available in August.
Okay.
And then we'll have our 14, 16, and 18 core variants that will be available later in October.
Okay. Now, I have to ask.
Yeah.
You can defer on this, but do we have any sense of pricing on these?
Actually, yeah, we do. That's something that we've shared with the public already. So at our entry-level 4-core, which is going to be branded as a Core i5 processor, we're actually starting at right around $250. So that gives end users a great way to enter the market with the newest, latest, greatest X-Series platform at a reasonable, you know, sort of low-cost price point for people who want an X-Series. And then it's, like I said, scales up to 18 cores. And the 18-core part is that's for people who want the very best of the best.
Sure.
And that's going to be $19.99.
Okay, and I'll get a free one of those, I'm sure.
let's
dig in a little bit on why someone would want or need something with that many cores.
Sure.
I have a sense of this, and I want to talk about it, but I want to hear you kind of give us your reasoning behind going so with such high count with a core and this many threads.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people are familiar with the concept of multitasking, right? I think when we start talking about gaming and some of the associated workloads, we actually prefer to use the term megatasking, right? Because you're talking about gaming, which is a fairly compute-intensive workload, but then you start adding other workloads to it. And let me give you an example. Gaming plus live streaming to a platform like Mixer, for example,
right?
And by the way, I failed to mention, you're gaming at 4K. So the highest resolutions, all the settings maxed out, plus you're streaming, you know, on a platform like Mixer, plus you're recording your gameplay, right? Because any good gamer is going to want to record their game, then go edit it afterwards so that they can post it up on YouTube with all their highlights. And meanwhile, you know, you're probably doing other things and running other tasks in the background. The thing that Intel wants to do with our technology and with this platform is to really allow gamers who also are maybe creators to unlock all the possibilities and make sure that the CPU is never a bottleneck for anything they want to be able to do.
Exactly right. This hits at the heart of what we care about at Microsoft. We've done some things recently with product features that are in the Windows 10 OS called Game Mode that does system resource prioritization. And I know that on the engineering side, we're actually working with Intel figuring out how the platform and your platform with the X Series can work together to manage these multiple tasks. Like we're passionate about the gamer who is doing 4K gaming because it's a big part of what we're trying to deliver with our portfolio. At the same time, they're going to be streaming with Mixer and doing DVR capture and all of these things simultaneously.
You got it.
So this is a fantastic advancement. We're really excited about this.
Yeah. So are we, and we're happy to be working with Microsoft on things like Game Mode.
That's right.
Great innovation.
I think that there's a lot that's going to come of the ability of this many cores to open up for this megatasking, as you describe it.
Yeah.
Talk to us about what else you're sort of showing here at the show.
Sure. I mean, just in general, Intel used this E3 platform as a way to make a few other press announcements. You know, for those who haven't seen or heard, we're really pushing into esports in a more purposeful, more concerted way.
Because you've already had the Intel Extreme Masters.
You're right.
So you're participating, yes. But you're doing some interesting things, and I want to hear more about it.
Yes, we are participating. In fact, some people don't know, but we've been participating in esports for a dozen years now. Intel Extreme Masters just kicked off our 12th season last month at IEM Sydney. But what we really want to do is we want to actually power esports. We want to be the technology that powers esports and takes esports into the next decade and the following decades. So we did actually, we inked a landmark agreement with ESL, one of our key partners in this space for over a decade now, where we're going to be the technology, exclusive technology provider that's powering not just Intel Extreme Masters, but ESL One, ESL Pro League, DreamHack Masters. So we'll be a lead sponsor at dozens of events across the year, but we're also going to be the technology that powers it from client to cloud and everything in between.
Yeah. Now, am I remembering correctly that part of that is even getting into the notion of how that would come to life with VR?
You're right. I'm glad you asked that question, Peter. So we see VR as an emergent, important workload, something that we're excited about, again, because it's a very compute-intensive workload.
Yeah.
We see esports and the growth that we're experiencing, that the market's experiencing there, and we see some convergence. And we want to be at the center of that convergence, and we want to be driving that convergence. And so we actually did announce just this week a professional VR esports league that we're calling the VR Challenger League. It's a partnership that we're doing with Oculus, as well as ESL.
Yeah.
Our first event's going to be next month, actually, in July. And we'll have a world championship event at our IEM World Championships in Poland in March. So we're actually allowing people to compete in the Unspoken, as well as Echo Arena.
Yeah.
And we'll have a championship event. We're trying to build a player base, build a real infrastructure, and create energy and excitement in and around VR esports.
Now, one of the incentives there, there's a cash incentive, isn't there? On one of these series?
Yeah, actually, related to some of the announcements that we made was also something that we're calling the Intel Grand Slam.
Yeah.
Right? So for Counter-Strike Global Offensive in particular, for that game, for the last 10 tournaments of the year, any professional team that wins 4 out of those 10 CSGO tournaments, we're offering an additional $1 million prize pool to the team that can win 4 of those tournaments. And that would be on top of what they earn actually winning the tournament. So that's something that's sort of unprecedented, and you know, it's actually generating a lot of excitement from the pro teams out there.
It's just too bad that Counter-Strike is not my game.
Well, what do you play, Peter?
I'm a big Diablo fan.
Oh, Diablo.
I'm the guy that buys Diablo and plays it start to finish for like 72 hours.
Yeah.
I don't eat, sleep, or anything until I finish. Look, I really appreciate you talking to us. This is an exciting advancement in technology.
Yeah.
Microsoft, with its gaming investments, really looks to partners like Intel to figure out how we can advance the capabilities that are available to PC gamers. Yeah. So thank you for this.
Yep.
We'll all be looking for the X series. I'll be waiting for the 18 because it's 18 cores.
Of course.
You must have all the cores. That's how it goes. Folks, you've heard some really exciting announcements here from the Intel team. Stay tuned over the summer for pre-orders. For the ability to go and get an 18-core Series X CPU from Intel. Where would we want our folks to go to get more information?
You know, probably the best place to go is intel.com. We've got a /gaming site where you can go and get information about an array of gaming products, including our new X Series platform. So
there you have it. Go check it out at intel/gaming. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.